Today, Philadelphia City Council President Darrell Clark made good on an Inauguration Day promise, announcing a program he says will create up to 10,000 so-called green jobs. Here to break it down for us is WHYY's Katie Culinary. And Katie, how is Clark proposing to create these 10,000 jobs?
Well, Clark is proposing a large-scale energy efficiency, or ESCO, project that'll employ all those thousands of people. And we'll get to those jobs numbers in a moment. But first, I need to explain exactly what an ESCO project is. So ESCO stands for Energy Services Company, and here's how their business model works. Let's say you own a building.
I own a building.
Oh, do you? Good. Well, so an ESCO comes in and does an audit of your building to see if maybe your boiler or your windows could be replaced with more energy-efficient ones. Then you sign an agreement with that ESCO, guaranteeing that what you'll save on your energy bills every month as a result of putting in that new boiler will be less than the monthly payments you'll make for the cost of installing that new boiler. These kinds of projects have had success on the municipal level with city-owned buildings and school district facilities around the country. What Clark wants to do is expand on that into some uncharted territory, that is low-income housing and small businesses like restaurants, sectors that haven't typically been targets for ESCO projects before.
So back to those 10,000 green jobs, where are they going to come from?
So some of those jobs will be what are called direct jobs, people who will actually be employed doing the energy audits, people who will install the new energy efficient appliances, and others will be indirect jobs, the jobs that will come from people saving money and going out and spending that cash. And what makes them green? Well, that's because they're dealing in saving energy, and that's considered good for the environment and helping to fight climate change.
Is there any real notion yet of how the city's going to finance all this?
Well, that's a really good question, Dave, and it's not one that Clark was able to answer for members of the press today.
The devil is in the details, and we're currently working with the devil to get the details of some of those programs.
The Philadelphia Energy Authority says the city will need to invest $1 billion in public and private money to this project, but how much city money and where it'll come from just isn't clear right now. Maybe we'll get some clarity on that when Philadelphia starts its budget process.
WHYY's Katie Culinary on Newsworks Tonight.